Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, because it's time for the podcast.
Welcome to Hip Hop Saved My Life, another lockdown episode. We have no guests. Well, we do have guests, but they're not really guests because they're part of the podcast. It's Rue Madge and Ben Green. Hello, boys.
Hey, man.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
So, guys, listen, we're doing like a little mini episode.
Yeah.
I don't have very good Wi-Fi in my upstairs room.
Why did you decide to do it there?
I bought a Sky booster
to
boost the signal, but it doesn't really make any difference.
Also, first time I've ever heard anybody refer to something as an upstairs room.
Only got one room.
Sorry, it sounds like I'm now laughing at you only having one. I'm not laughing. It's just
pathetic.
Yeah, you with five rooms upstairs.
Yeah, but and also the other thing is we've also given each of those rooms a function. We have no rooms upstairs that do not have enough functionality to be given a name. So we have bedrooms and bathrooms. And you're living the life where you just have a. It's not even a spare room. It's just an upstairs room. Not for guests.
Understand,
Rupert. You need a mesh.
A mesh.
You need a mesh.
What's that?
It's not an. You don't need extenders. Aren't very good. You need a mesh. Look it up. Google Nest. Trust me.
Nice job for the day.
I did. I set up my own. That was a day's project. Setting up a little home mesh system. A lot of fun.
Talk me through what that is, Ben. What is a mesh?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I don't understand why it's different. It was more expensive.
Okay.
But it...
That sounds like something you would do. It costs more money. It must be better. Absolute classic Ben Green mover. Yeah, go on. So why is it better? Well, it costs three times the money. So,
A Wi-Fi extender is £30, and the Google Mesh was £200.
Bloody hell, mate!
And basically, it replaces your modem. This is good. It replaces your modem router.
Yeah,
right.
And then it doesn't just extend it; it creates a mesh. And
what is a mesh?
Exactly. So it creates like this mesh. It replaces the modem router. So you turn that off. Well, you have to keep it on, and then it creates a. You have another one. It creates like a mesh. So
yeah.
Oh, your mesh.
Is this the most you said the word mesh in a 5 minute period? There's absolutely no way you said mesh more times than you said mesh.
Mesh saved my life.
So yeah, but so it's better because it's it's the mesh system.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just link it up. So you should get that.
Guys, can I ask you one more thing before we talk about it? We've each chosen an album to discuss to recommend. I told the Hip Hop Saved My Life listeners that I was going to be doing a weekly mini episode where I recommend an album, and that was a month ago. So this
we've been busy.
Yeah, I have been. Yeah, creating a lot of content. Rupert, are you talking? Have you put a jam donut between you and the microphone? Yeah.
You sound horrendous. You sounded horrendous the whole way through, but I didn't want to be rude, so I haven't. You're like
in what
sounds
way?
Like you're eating the microphone.
It sounds like you're in prison, and somebody who's taken a dislike to you has visited your cell, and you are trying to record this podcast while also dealing with Bubba. That's what it sounds like.
Is that better? I'm finished now.
You finished. Okay, guys, we're going to talk about albums. Now, we've each got an album.
Yeah.
Ben, you've chosen an album. This album's not your first choice, is it?
We had quite a heated...
We had an argument on the WhatsApp, didn't we? A discussion. on the WhatsApp, because what was the album for Hip Hop Saved My Life? What was the album that you wanted to discuss today?
Well, I wanted to do Heartless Crew Chris Biscuit Volume 1.
Right, okay. Because
it's a great album.
It's a slept-on hip-hop album that you want to talk about?
I thought we're all in, we're all in a sort of tricky situation at the moment. And what you needed was a bit of Heartless Crew to get us up. Now, you're having your cake and eat it here. In a way, we shouldn't be talking about it because you've banned it and you've like been fascist.
No, Ben, I've got no problem with Heartless Crew. It's not proper hip hop. It's not hip hop. Full stop.
I'm not banning it. Hip hop. I get it.
No, Ben. Oh my god. No. It's not in the genre that we're talking about.
Yeah, your thing. Well, just because you don't like Heartless doesn't mean I can't listen to it.
No, listen, I like Heartless, okay? The point is, it's like you going... So for my Slept On Hip-Hop album, I'm going to go with Adele, 21. Now, it's such a...
Oh, that's what I am.
I don't understand. Have you listened to Chris Biscuit Volume 1?
Is it a hip-hop album?
No.
It is a hip-hop album.
You're such a dick.
To defend Romesh, he was trying to protect you from people.
Yeah. I mean, he's done a great job of protecting me. He fucking brought it up and made me talk about it. He's not protecting me, he's protecting himself. Don't let him fool you. He's not a fucking lovely guy trying to help me out. Oh, he just didn't want me to talk about it. And now he wants to bring it up, so I get the abuse and I don't get to talk about it.
Okay, fine. If you want to talk about it, let's talk about it. What do you want to say about it?
I don't actually have a lot to say about it. But it's a really good album. Can I just request one thing? Just play the opening little intro of that album where he starts saying, it's getting kind of hectic. It'll just cheer everyone up.
Trust me. Okay, go ahead. Now, Ben, what was the album that you really wanted to talk about? What the fuck is going on?
You've triggered Siri. The Big Picture.
Hey, Siri. What's Ben's favourite album?
It's The Big Picture, Big L.
Okay.
Now, it's probably the album that I've listened to the most, I would say.
What? Full stop?
That and Heartless Crew Volume 1, yeah.
So, talk me through why you like this album so much.
I think it came out at a time that... I think it's a lot of these things are always like, depending on what's going on. And it came out when I was starting properly getting into hip-hop, so it's about 2000. 2002, I can't remember. But anyway, it was around that sort of early time. And I just remember listening to that Freestyle 96. Have you heard that one?
Yeah.
But there's a bit where, and I remember just listening to it so many times, there's a bit where he goes like double time and it is so good.
Yeah.
So what you acting for? You ain't half as raw. You need to practice more. Somebody tell this nigga, son, for I crack his jaw. You running with boys, I'm running with men. I'ma be ripping the mics until I'm 110. Have that niggas like, damn, but this nigga done it again. I throw slugs at idiots. No love for city cops. I sport a pretty watch. 850 rocks. I'm making wonderful figures. I don't fuck with none of you niggas. I might pull out this gun on you niggas and rob every last one of you niggas.
Also, what's quite useful about it is it's like a little guide to hip-hop, because you've got your Ebonics in there. So for someone entering hip-hop, you can kind of... Mm. That's how I know all sort of hip-hop slang that
Ben,
I do.
Ben. I know... So the song Ebonics is a song where he breaks down all this slang. I don't think the intention of the song was so that people like you would start... Or even me or Rupert... would start then using that in our vernacular. I don't think that was a point of that. A radio is a box, a razor blade is an ox, fat diamonds is rocks and Jakes is cops. And if you got robbed, you got stuck, you got shot, you got bucked. And if you got double crossed, you got fucked. Your bankroll is your poke, a chokehold is a yoke, a kite is a note, a con is an okie doke. And if you got punched, that means you got snuffed. So clean is to buff, a bull scare is a strong stuff. I know you what like I'm saying is, I'm hoping that around the early 2000s, you didn't wander around using Ebonics.
No, I mean, the truth is, it's just like, otherwise, I didn't know how to talk about a key of Coke, and like, it's a pie. I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have known about fat diamonds. They're rocks, you know what I mean? Jake's. Yeah.
Cigarettes. The bones.
Yeah. Your bankrolls, your poke. Did you know that?
I did hear that thanks to Ebonics, and also thanks to when we first met. That's all you used to talk about. Well, have you met Ben Green? Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice guy. Constantly banging on about his poke, though. Just will not stop talking about his poke. Oh, God.
Some of them
I had to pretend I wanted to go outside for a bone just to get away from him.
Can you remember what dragon was?
No, what is
it? Oh, God.
I do know it. Hold on. Rupert, hold on. What is the word? What is the word that Big L uses?
Bad breath.
Bad breath. Yeah. Google it.
No, but it was good. And also, I think it was the first time that I can't remember if I. But it's a very good example of storytelling as well. The heist track. I can't remember what it's called, but is amazing.
Question, Ben.
Yeah.
Was that the first Big L album? Was that album your introduction to Big L? Or was that
Lifestyle of Rich Fan, I like it, but it's probably less accessible. It's I think because like. Didn't Primo do all the beats on this one? So it feels like Lifestyle of Rich and Famous is like, so it's Poor and Dangerous. Poor and Dangerous is like, it's a bit more aggressive and hardcore, which is probably why I'm more a fan of the Big Picture.
You were one of the few Big L fans that wanted him to very much embrace an R&B direction, weren't you?
I really would have loved that.
Yeah.
I still don't understand your dislike of You Owe Me. I still find that strange.
Oh my God, Ben. So we should talk about this quickly because You Owe Me, Nas feature Inline, absolute fucking dog shit, right? Absolute unadulterated dog shit, that song, okay? And Ben likes it.
Yeah, it's a good. Why is it dog shit?
It's awful. It is an awful song.
We'll play it in quickly.
Owe me back like you owe your rent. Owe me back like it's money I spent. Pay me back when you shake it again. Don all the time with all the shine. You small time, I ball with mine. Lynx, Minx, Bentley, Azor with mine. My jams bump out to the borderline. UK hot with it, blue spots with it. Every continent love when I spit it. Corners the blocks, even the cops feel it. Brothers on lockdown on a cock feeling. It's real in the field. The
play on loop. It's got a great hook. Not such a great message. I mean, it's borderline rapey in some ways.
Yeah.
But Nas is great on it. It's probably one of, weirdly, wouldn't you say that actually it's one of the ones, if you weren't into hip hop, it would be one of the ones you might know if you're Nas. That is true.
Yeah. If I absolutely hated hip hop and didn't give a fuck about it, then yes, You Owe Me would be my favourite Nas tune.
No, it's okay. It's not his best work, no. But it's a good club track. I think that's the difference, isn't it? Some things are good in sort of when you're out, and then some are better actually.
Yeah, you know? That's I mean that's true. Some songs are better for different different contexts. Yeah.
But so, do you hate any crossover? Any hip hop R&B crossover?
No, because like for example, I think it was Aaron Hall did that Curiosity with he did a remix of it with Redman on it, and that was great. I like that. But yeah. You Owe Me is a fucking abomination.
What about Another Level with Jay-Z?
See, that to me is a classic. Absolute classic. Two artists you could not wait to see collaborate together. Just finally getting on a record.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What's your album, Rob?
My album is an album by Common called Like Water for Chocolate. And the reason, I just love this album. It's weird, his name, isn't it? Because he used to be called Common Sense.
Yeah.
And then,
which I prefer.
Which is what I think what he would prefer as well. But obviously, for some sort of, is it for some sort of legal reasons or something, he wasn't allowed to continue being called Common Sense.
What, as another artist called Common Sense?
I don't know the exact story. I just know that there was some sort of, I don't know, some sort of legal issue. It's the same reason why Notorious B.I.G. could, Biggie Smalls isn't a legally allowed name, is it, for him? Because wasn't there another rapper called Biggie Smalls that was around about the same time? So legally, he wasn't.
Is he still around, Biggie Smalls? The original.
I don't know. But if I was Biggie Smalls, I'd probably just keep quiet about it. Maybe come up with a different name.
Yeah,
Jimmy. I think that you've just got to take that one on the chin, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's why I stopped going by Tupac, because I just thought you can keep battling if you want, but maybe just after a time you just got to accept that other guy probably is going to be bigger always. But anyway, so Common Sense becomes Common. A name that sort of doesn't work, does it? But anyway, I love Common, and like Water for Chocolate was the first album he did on like a major label, produced by Questlove. It's got D'Angelo on it, James Poyser. The Soul Quarians produced it, basically.
Mm.
And it's one of those albums that is it's a whole, you know. It's not like a load of disparate songs. It's a complete album. It's really, really good. It's got like The Light on it, which is one of his biggest tunes.
Yeah, second. It's important we communicate and tune the fate of this union to the right pitch. I never call you my bitch or even my boo. There's so much in the name and so much more in you. Few understand the union of woman and man. It's sex and a tingle is where they assuming it land. But that's fly by night for you in the sky, right? During these cold, shy nights, moon, you my light. If heaven had
that tune, that premiere tune on it, Sixth Sense.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
The perseverance of a rebel, I drop heavier levels, is unseen or heard. A king with words, can't knock the hustle, but I've seen street dreams deferred. Dark spots in my mind where the scene occurred. Some say I'm too deep, I'm in too deep to sleep. Through me, Muhammad will forever speak. Greek brothers with handshakes on ghetto landscapes, where a man is determined by how much a man makes.
So it's a really good album. And then I don't know if Common's done an album as good as that since. I mean, he did Electric Circus.
B was all right.
B was good. B was good. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think he's doing bad stuff. But I think, like, Water for Chocolate's probably my favourite.
Yeah.
I think I saw him in a Microsoft advert the other day.
Like, Water for Chocolate is my second favourite thing he's done. It probably is that Microsoft advert, actually. He's probably up there. He also voiced he voiced one of the penguins in Happy Feet 2, didn't he?
Oh, I didn't know there was a second one of that.
Yeah. Are you guys fans of Happy Feet?
I've never seen it.
I saw the first one, yeah. It's good.
Happy Feet's fucking amazing.
That's the one when it's like penguins talking in a sort of documentary style.
No, that's the surfing one, isn't it? I can't remember what that's called. But
So The Light, yeah.
The Light, yeah.
I'm sort of questioning this as I say it, but I'm going to say it. So The Light, crossover.
Yeah.
But better, we're going to say definitely... better than You Owe Me.
Me saying the words "The Light" is better than You Owe Me. I don't think you understand.
It's so not that bad. Is that your least favourite song in hip hop? Is that like your?
There's worse songs. There's obviously worse songs than that. But it's the context of it. Nas made You Owe Me. I find that upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Water for Chocolate, the production is absolutely incredible. It's got Dilla production on it. You know, Dilla, Questlove, collaborate. It's just a great, and D'Angelo's involved in it. It's just great. It's just a great, all-round great album. And
isn't there a tune featuring MC Light on there as well?
Yes, there is, yeah.
See, she had game. She needed me to coach her. Expose her to some paper. Freedom and culture. The weight of righteous pimp is supposed to.
As he came closer. In his eyes, I seen fortune. I ain't having it like abortion. Walking with this stick, holding this tip. Looked like a Black Panther that was trying to pimp. It was cold as shit. I'm waiting on my ride. Act like I didn't see him. I tried.
Motion denied. I felt the vibe.
Okay, I wanted to know what she's up to. I was gonna.
You should message her. She'd message her. I'm sure she'd. She'd be happy to hear from you. I tried to get in touch with her for the podcast.
Oh, nice.
And I went through the MC Light website, and it's got a little thing going, if you want to speak to MC Light, contact through, you know, like one of those bookings via this thing. And I did all of that. I never heard back. So, you know, I don't know if she saw it and it just wasn't for her, or she's not checking her website regularly.
Maybe she'll get round to it with the lockdown. She's getting around
maybe.
To
it was almost 3 years ago. Listen, MC Light, if you're out there, you know, I'd love you to... Can you just check your website mails? Because we'd really love you. We'd really love to get you on Hip Hop Saved My Life. Anyway, Rupee Pops. Rupee, what's your album?
Mine is Step in the Arena by Gangstar.
Gangstar's Step in the Arena. Once you step in the arena, cheetah, you're gonna be amazed when you gaze at the armor on this leader, fully clad and glad to fight a cause. I won't pause. Fear is a joke, slow poke. I'm like claws that'll rip, cause your gift is merely flesh, superficial, and I wish you would give it a rest. But if you don't, I'll unsheath my Excalibur like a noble knight. So meet your challenger, a true hero. Why came out in 1990?
91, released 91. I was 17.
Right.
Remember buying it on cassette.
Just seven short years away from losing your virginity.
Nice.
You were 10, weren't you?
Nice.
Thank you.
I quote it as the album that got me into hip hop.
Nice.
Quote it.
Yeah. I don't quote it. I'm quoting.
You're quoting it now. The way you said that suggests that you've had to say that so many times.
A lot of people are asking. A lot of people ask Rupert, what's the album that got into that? Like, yeah, all journalists that he's spoken to, that's the thing that he quotes.
I would go so far as to say it was almost needless for you to name the album to Ben and me, because we've obviously seen it quoted so many times. So how come you ended up listening to the album? Like, what if you weren't listening to hip-hop before that, how did you set...
When I was at college, there's a friend of mine called Nick. He's such a good friend, I can't remember his surname, but he got me into hip-hop.
Right.
He paid me just to get a rep, and I was like, this is amazing. I've not really heard any hip-hop before that. And for some of that, I just made a connection and immediately bought the album on tape. And then sort of discovered other hip hop through that.
Okay, so are you still a Gangstar fan?
Yeah, definitely. And I still listen to this album like now, like couple of times a week, easily, comfortably.
Is Step in the Arena your favourite Gangstar album?
I think it is, yeah. And I was reading an interview with Premier, and he was saying it isn't his favourite, and that made me question it. But I love it.
What was his favourite?
Hard to Earn, I think he said.
Right. Do you like Gangstar, Ben?
Yeah, I do. I probably don't listen to... Because I got into it much later, because I'm a bit younger than Rupert and stuff. I'm sort of... So I find going back to early 90s rap a bit impenetrable.
Right.
That was before the sort of R&B twist.
It really was. You're absolutely right.
You got into it sort of that kind of whole puffy bad boy. That was your... Yeah,
it really was. I came in through. Well, I came in through Garage, as you know, Heartless Crew will testify.
Yeah,
they know really well how I got into Garage.
You're quoted. You're famously quoted as saying it's Heartless Crew that got you into Garage, aren't you?
I think you would like this album, Ben. What do you think, Ramesh? I think
you like Step in the Arena. Do you know what? I don't.
Yeah. Some good party bangers on there for the club that he's on.
Yeah,
thanks, Rupert. Yeah. What is the track that would like?
Get a rep.
Just to get her out. Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he can maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he could pop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say, I remember first seeing the video for that and just thinking it's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
What happens in the video?
It's just about a robbery, and people get building up their reputation through robbing other people. And the main gangster is Little Bap from Group Home.
The only thing I would say, Rupert, is off the Gangstar album, because is that the one that's going to get somebody into Gangstar? Would you say that's the one? That's the one that you'd introduce everyone?
Well, no, there are obviously others after, but that I just chose that for me, not to get anyone else.
You know what I'd like, Ben, for you to do? It would be a great little experiment. Is if you listen to Rupert's favourite Gangstar album, which is a great album, Rupert, Step in the Arena, and then if you then listen to DJ Premier's Hard to Earn, his favourite Gangstar album, and then I want you to tell me, based on your opinion, who knows more about hip hop? Rupert? In your opinion, it's not categorically, it's in your opinion.
What's your Gangstar album of choice, Rom?
Look, I think Step in the Arena is great. I think the only problem with Step in the Arena, for somebody like you, that's like more of a garage head, doesn't really like hip-hop. No, I think the problem with Step in the Arena is it's so early on in Gangstar's career, I don't know if it holds up now in the same way that Hard to Earn does, or maybe, or like Moment. I reckon if you listen to Moment of Truth, you probably enjoy that more than
the rest. I think it still captures that era though well, doesn't it? For that sort of underground. Yeah.
But then are you enjoying it like more for like nostalgia state than actually?
That's why I've chosen it, because it reminds me of a time.
It's probably not going to remind me of that time.
Well, try.
Ben, think about all the times you've heard Rupert talking about it. It will remind you of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Just Rupert, just to get a rep in the background, him just fucking the shit out of somebody. Good old days. All right, guys. Well, look, we've gone way too long here. By the way, first of all, do you think this episode was any good?
I think there's some highlights and some lowlights.
I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me on.
Rumlish's highs and lows.
I think there's been a couple of times. I think it's much more difficult to do this online like this. There's been a couple of times when I've been talking, I can't see your faces, and I've realised that I don't really have a point to what I'm saying or an ending.
No.
And then you just sort of pick her up. That's happened to me a lot.
We should do the next one with Zoom on.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
That is a good idea. Why don't we do that for the next one and see if there's a noticeable difference in the banter level?
Yeah.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure. What are you doing for the rest of the day?
No plans.
I'm working on something at the moment where I'm trying to get air bubbles into my pizza dough.
You should use a Google Mesh for that.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, love you. Bye, bye, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.